Welcome back to the School News Podcast. Manny Hill here with you on MPS Voices. And we're a few weeks removed from School Social Worker Week. It was celebrated March 2nd through the 8th. And we really wanted to shine a spotlight on these important members of the MPS community, that being the social workers. And here to talk about all of that with me is Asha Belk, who is a social worker at Bethune Elementary. And Asha, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So let's get right into it. What is behind the idea of having a social worker available to students at every single MPS school?
Yes, we want all students to have access to school social worker services so that students can reach their full potential. And that looks like collaborating with families, staff, and community partners so that we can help to further the social, emotional, and academic growth of students while removing barriers to learning.
And I think our listeners would be surprised to know about all the areas of our students' lives that MPS social workers touch. Can you tell us a little bit about a few of them?
Yes, that is a lengthy list. I'll try and shorten it up the best I can. Some examples would be giving resources to families that maybe need help with stability and housing. So that could look like rent help or utility help. I also have gift cards for gas and food. Talking with a student that's having a rough day. So say they're having also a tough time in class, they can come take a break with me, or I can push into the classroom, or say they just need a quiet space to get some work done, they can come see me. And also just social workers using a holistic approach, finding ways to address their needs that not only have an impact at school, but their well-being at home and in the community.
And tell us a little bit about your role. I mean, you got into it a little bit. As a social worker at Bethune, what is the average day like for you?
Ooh, every day is different. I will say that I have a calendar of things to do, and they are never in that order. But on a normal day, I could be co-facilitating a grief group. So that's with eight of my fourth grade students that have lost a parent. And last year, I had their second grade sibling, so it's fun to have the older students. Meeting with my school-based therapist and our counselor to discuss her current caseload and just finding extra ways to support those students in the classroom and just kind of understand how therapy is going for them and how we can communicate that with teachers to help them in the classroom. Also attending IEP meetings, 504 meetings, consulting with teachers, responding to emails and phone calls, the usual things. Working with our families and students that are experiencing homelessness or are in other temporary living situations. So making sure that they have a way to get to school. So that might be setting up a cab for them. And then supporting students throughout the day. A student may be in crisis. I may have to meet with a parent that comes in. It's a little bit of everything.
We're talking with Asha Belk, who is a social worker at Bethune Elementary in Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking a little bit about, you know, just social work and the impact that the impact and role that social workers have on MPS students. So, Asha, what would you say is the favorite part of your job?
Working with my students. I love coming to work. I can say that I have a career that's fulfilling, it challenges me, it's purposeful, and I get in like 6,000 steps a day because I'm always running around the building. And I just like seeing my students succeed, even if it's something small that we worked on, celebrating those small wins for them in the classroom or something that happened outside within the community. I just really enjoy that.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your personal path to becoming a social worker and why this field really interested you?
So I graduated in 2011 from Clark Atlanta University with my bachelor's in criminal justice. And then right after I graduated, I moved to San Antonio, Texas, and I was a part of a program called City Year, which is an AmeriCorps program. And I was tutoring students at the time. I thought maybe I would go into teaching, but tutoring students, led me into spending more time with them outside of the classroom, talking about home life, trying to help them get back in the classroom, kind of figure out what's going on with them. And I realized that, oh, social work seems like a better fit for me. And so then I graduated with my master's in social work from NYU in 2014. And since then, I've had the opportunity to work in juvenile detention, foster care. I was also at PYC Arts and Tech High School before I came to Bethune. So I got to work with high schoolers, which I really enjoyed. And I have some of my former students' kids at Bethune, which is really fun. And I just love working in the community that I live in. And I really love what I do.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? When you're working all these different jobs as you progress through your life, and then you find that that job that like really touches you, and you realize like, oh, this is what I love. This is what I put on this earth to be doing. I understand that completely. That's a beautiful thing. Lastly for you, if I'm a parent or a caregiver of an MPS student, what are some signs or signals that I should reach out to my school's social worker for support?
Yeah, if you notice that your child is reluctant or anxious about school or school avoidant, changes in their behavior, sleep, or emotions, or if they already have a mental health or medical diagnosis that they would like to discuss more support with, say there's conflicts with peers at school, or any other additional outside resources for support within the community or even within the school. Those are some things to reach out to us about.
Perfect. Asha Belk is a social worker at Bethune Elementary here at MPS. And we really appreciate the time. I know the work that you guys do is just so important and so vital to the success of the students here at MPS. So really appreciate the time, and thanks for joining today.
Thank you so much, Manny.